Rahiti Tane, Rahiti Tane, this is Tupac. Can you hear me?
Tupac, Tupac, this is Rahiti Tane answering on channel 16.
Wonderful to hear your voice, Captain Kadi. Should we go to channel 6?
Let's go to channel 06.
06 is the correct term. Kari always uses the correct term. She's the captain of the Rahiti Tane. Are you on channel 6, Kari?
I am here on channel 6, Håkon. Good to hear your voice also.
Perfect, wonderful. We have been preparing for this podcast. Not really preparing, but I've been telling you that I want to record your voice because I wake up every morning to hear Kari's voice. She comes through and tells us about what the night sailing has been like, and we tell her what our sailing has been like. And so you're kind of my wake-up call, Kari. How do you feel about that?
I didn't realize that you're all listening to it, but it feels very comforting to have you guys close by and to have the morning conversation about the last happenings on board and what else is going on out here.
It is a little safer, isn't it, to have two rafts instead of one. At the same time, we can't really turn one around to get to the other. We had to kind of rely on being somewhat nearby and using the VHF, which kind of is our lifeline, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have normally we have set up for having three conversations every day, so morning, midday, and afternoon conversations. And the themes are all from dinner recipes to what fish and birds we've seen, and also of course the obvious like course and speed and way to go.
And you're a captain professionally in Norway with the search and rescue operations there, Redningsselskapet. Is this the kind of stuff you talk about there as well? Do you talk about recipes and birds and such?
Well, you would be surprised of how much food talk there is among sailors. Food is the most important thing of every day, of every person, I think. And especially at sea, it's important to have good food. And luckily here on the Rahiti Tane, we have a steward who is called Signe. She's also a navigator in the North Sea. And she prepares the most wonderful dishes for us for dinner.
Well, we all dream about the meals of Rahiti, of course. But today we actually have been well fed here as well. We had a Dorado catch yesterday, and it was prepared by our master chef, Torgeir, and so today we're full. But all other days, I think we have fantasies about the kind of food orgies you have over there at the other raft.
Yep, and we dream about having the fish luck that you guys have. We have had three bites, three fishes, and squids on the hook, but they all got away before we got them on board.
But you buy all your fish from your local fishermen, don't you?
Well, we did meet up with some fishermen here 5 days ago and bought some fish from them. I think you had two of them and we had one.
Well, actually, yes, I do. we did publish some of those pictures on our website, so do interested readers can check it out there. But that's not how we plan to operate, right? We do plan to fish, we plan to sail, and we plan to get to Easter Island. Is that in line with your plans, Kari?
Yep, those are the main plans, and also to do some important research along the way. We have a researcher, Cecilia Møritzen, on board, and she's teaching us new techniques every day on how to filter water and how to do meteorological observations. She has things hanging out from the side of the raft, which, of course, as a navigator, I'm not all that happy about because it slows us down a bit. But it is important research that we do along the way, so we're happy to contribute.
I know you also have keen sailors among your crew. Is there kind of a tension between the sailors, those who really want to sail and push ahead and reach the shores as quickly as possible, and those who want to do research along the way, make sure we don't lose any data? Is there some tension there?
I was expecting there to be more. There has been some episodes where we've had to discuss whether to focus on sail and and rigging, or whether to get our scientific work done. But through democracy and or diplomacy rather, and conversations, we managed to figure things out. So far, no big discussions on board here on the Rahiti Tana.
Right, because a boat isn't really a democracy, is it? I mean, you're the captain. You're ahead of the others, aren't you? You're in charge.
So part of my job is to keep the tensions, the possible tensions down. There aren't many things to argue about, really, out here. Topics that can be discussed is the food and whether to sail fast or do important research.
At the party, at the launch party we had, I asked some members of the diplomatic corps what their strategies would be for dealing with the complex issues, social issues that would come up. And one of the guys, I'm not going to say which country he's from, but one of the representatives said, push the person out, you know. Have you, I know you haven't done that, but have you ever wanted to do that on this trip?
I'm sorry, I didn't read you. What did you suggest I could do?
You could push the person out, get rid of him, leave him in the waters.
Well, one of the first things I taught our Russian doctor in Norwegian was the Norwegian phrase, litt svinn må en regne med. But we haven't discussed that as a way of ending a discussion, no.
All right, it sounds wonderful to hear your southern Norwegian accent say litt svinn må man regne med. Basically means we had to lose a little bit here and there. But I think that's a nice way to round up a discussion where not everyone can be right, I guess. But one final question about the doctor, because you have an advantage. You have a professional doctor on board. Does he help you? Is there any doping in his bags?
His case is full of wonderful medicine, and he also knows a lot of natural techniques. So every morning I get my back stretched out and cracked open. We are sleeping on some quite hard bunks here, so it's very nice to have him as also a physiotherapist. And there are endless things that he fixes. He's a very handy man, and friendly as the day is long. So our doctor is really a very good asset on this raft.
That's wonderful, Kari. It seems you have a fantastic team over there at Tupac, and I can see on the map that you're making steady progress. So happy sailing to all of you, and we'll be in touch.
Have a good sail today, you also, Håkon, and we'll speak again later on tonight.
All right, bye-bye.